This is episode 1973 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Mickley, and I honor you for showing up as you give yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, you are going to discover an affirmation that can help you trust yourself as you tap into your inner wisdom, as we explore something this week that may be a little more unusual for you. That is the chakras. Chakras are considered to be energy centers within your body where you harbor emotions, your memories, and your experiences. The ancient yogis over 5,000 years ago considered that as we have a physical body with a frame, bones that support our organs that function uniquely, we also seem to have within us areas within our body that harbor particular emotions. Our emotions remain with us long after an experience has passed. And as we reflect on certain emotions, we feel a particular way. They can trigger us to feel uplifted or to sink in despair or grief, or fear, or depression. So as you go throughout this week's series, you will be guided to explore this inner wisdom within you. You have a special challenge this week. Your challenge is a symbolism quest. Chakras represent your emotions, your thoughts, your memories. And so symbolism can play an important role in helping you to feel grounded in your different chakra emotional centers. The first chakra that you explored yesterday has to do with feeling grounded. You may have selected a rock or something that represents your values, maybe even a poem that resonates with you and makes you feel what you stand for and your loyalty. As you explore your second chakra, which is a few inches above your tailbone, the tip of your tailbone, your coccyx area of your first chakra, you land right near your reproductive organs. So the second chakra has to do with creativity, creating something new, and going with life's flow. So the element of this chakra is water. Water flows around obstacles. If there is a boulder within a river or a fallen tree, water flows around. It continues its course. It doesn't stay stuck. You'll notice that the chakras all work together. It's not as though you focus on one chakra and that one's in order and then you move to the next. The chakras are interconnected, holding hands together. If you could visualize that, visualize a coil wound within you. And different points along the coil represent different experiences in your life. So those experiences that help you feel grounded can also make you feel maybe too loyal to where you have a lot of judgment. So when you bring in the second chakra, you begin to flow with your life experiences where you're open to change. You're open to new ideas and new opportunities. And the name of this chakra in Sanskrit is Swadhisthana. It has the qualities to be flexible, open, willing to change, intuitive and creative, as I've mentioned. And the negative aspects of this chakra are being wishy-washy or indecisive. The color is orange, the vibrant color of creation. The astrological signs are Pisces and Sagittarius. The ruling planet is Jupiter. And the metal is tin. The gemstone is yellow sapphire. There's even a sound associated with each chakra. These are your inner sounds that when you go deep within meditation, you can hear certain sounds within yourself. The sound of the flute is often associated with the second chakra. You may also hear it as trickling water or crickets. The first chakra, the sound is like a bumblebee, a buzzing sound. You know, when you're so quiet, and sometimes you can feel as though you are hearing a roar within yourself, a roar in your ears, even though it's total silence. This is often referred to as the sound of Om. All of this may be new to you. If you are new to meditation, it's something fun and important about the history and creation of meditation. It is important in Chinese medicine as well as Ayurvedic healthcare from India. So have a little fun this week. Find something symbolic that represents your creativity and going with life's flow, looking for new opportunities. You might choose something that has to do with water. You might wear the color orange, the vibrant color of this chakra. You might think of a dream or goal you have and carry a token or place a photo of that around you so that you feel opened up to this new experience. As you settle yourself down to meditate today, think about something new you want to bring into your life. What's an opportunity that might be right before you at this moment that you could explore? You could visualize yourself flowing around different doubts or fears you have about this opportunity. Feel yourself begin to loosen up and flow with life, where life is leading you on your journey. If you'd like the full guided meditations, as always, those are on the Sip and Om meditation app. I invite you to try it for 2 weeks, free access to the full apps. And you are so worth slowing down for.